And boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, strike one.
Hey, the game has just begun, and the home team's out to win.
Mary swing,
strike two.
And the pitcher's Dipsy Doo, genius fastball pop right in.
This is it.
9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove. That does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing. You prove something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball.
Wait a minute. I think I left my conscience on your front doorstep. Oh, wait a minute. I think I left my consciousness in the sixth dimension. But I'm here right now, right now. Just sitting in a cloud. Oh, wow. I'm here right now.
One minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky talking, honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and that old cotton eye joe.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Chris Jarrett.
A six-game road trip to Corpus Christi for the first time this season. And the Frisco Rough Riders and the Hooks begin a six-game series at Whataburger Field tonight. Hi, folks. Welcome back to the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett with you, flying solo tonight as we've made the seven-hour trek down the state of Texas and Frisco taking on the Hooks as, again, the two begin a six-game series tonight. Well, it was a tough recent homestand for Frisco. This all came after a seven-game win streak. The Rough Riders ended the Amarillo series with a Sunday loss. And then the last week out, San Antonio took four of six against Frisco and it's evened them out a little bit. The Rough Riders entering at 22-17. They're three games behind Midland for the top spot in the Texas League South. 58-50 overall this season. And the Rough Riders hoping to bring a really good road record with them on the road. 30-21 this year when playing games away from Frisco, Texas. And the Riders do play good baseball on the road, and we'll see how it fares at Whataburger Field. Again, for the first time this season, pretty weird. A division rival, maybe not a rival, but a division foe in Corpus Christi, Frisco, both in the Texas League South. And this is the first time they played at Whataburger Field this season, as we're already past mid-August, so pretty interesting. Corpus Christi, meanwhile, they're in a similar slate. They've dropped 8 of their last 10 as the Hooks begin a 12-game homestand tonight. That spawn, Christy would go on to drop in 7 of their last 8 and 8 of their last 10. So it's been a difficult stretch for the Hooks as they try to get it back going. But looking at the last time out for Frisco as we continue to get ready for tonight's ball game, the Rough Riders, a 7-5 loss against the San Antonio Missions. They scored 2 in the 4th and 3, should say 4th in the 2nd and 3 in the 4th. But that was it. The Rough Riders had 4 in the bottom of the 3rd inning to tie the game. And after San Antonio scored 3 in the top of the 4th, the Rough Riders answered with 1. It was a solo homer from Jonathan Ornelas, his 13th of the year, but that was all that the Rough Riders were able to do as both teams went 5-9 scoreless in the latter innings at Riders Field. Frisco falling to 58-60 and San Antonio at 56-50. Taking a look at the Texas League standings after that matchup, again, the Riders 3 games out of first with Midland dropping 4 of their last 10. And so the Rough Riders wanting to try and hop on that streak. Midland at 25-14. They are the team to catch in the Texas League South as we are closing in on a quick finish, or it's certainly going to feel quick in the regular season, as the Riders at 22-17. Now Corpus Christi, meanwhile, at 16-23 in the basement of the Texas League South. A lot of their production from earlier this year no longer here. Wilger Abreu, a name that comes to mind, and was dealt away in a trade that helped Trey Mancini become an Astro. The Hooks in the second half, 196 runs scored, 230 given up. So the pitching, the problem for Corpus Christi as of late, and we'll talk about it continuously as the series winds on and see how the Rough Riders fare up to a 6-game series in Corpus Christi. It all begins tonight. We'll step aside for the first time in the Riders Baseball Network. Come back with us and we'll take a look at the Texas League scoreboard and set the stage for you as everybody in the league beginning 6-game series tonight, either at 6:35 or 7:05. That's next on the Riders Baseball Network. First pitch coming up here just shortly at 6:35.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home? Pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning. The pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back back before a 6:35 start time between Corpus Christi and Frisco as the Hooks in what looked like their home white pants and powder blue jerseys. Now Frisco on the road, they'll start it with their reds and then the road gray pants and the red double R ball cap. As again, we begin a six-game. Amarillo on the road at Momentum Bank Ballpark, and they begin a six-game series against the Midland Rockhounds. Really need the Sod Poodles to chip away and take as many games as they can. A big series here for Midland would be really, really tough. Arkansas and Springfield going at it tonight. This one starts at 6:35 here in just a few moments. The Cardinals back home after they've been shaken up in the last few number of ball games. Arkansas pitching really well, as they picked up their second no-hitter, I should say third no-hitter of the season the last time out. Tulsa and Wichita starting at 7:05 tonight at Riverfront Stadium. And it's San Antonio and Northwest Arkansas at Arvis Ballpark also starting tonight at 7:05. Hooks up the third baseline, and our umpiring crew is just about set, waiting for the first pitch to be up and down. And our crew tonight, Mike Carroll, our crew chief behind home plate, calling balls and strikes. Steven Rios Jr. will be at third, and Chris Presley Murphy over at first base. And so our umps out at home right now. For Frisco, there's Jared Gettert making his way out of the first base dugout to meet Gregorio Petit, the former big leaguer and the manager for the Corpus Christi Hooks. Petit and Gettert, the two managers of our clubs, and both making their way to home plate as we are just about set to start a six-game series tonight. We'll step aside one more time, come back, and take a look at our starting pitching matchup as well as starting lineups. 6:35 start time between the Hooks and Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Hooks and Riders just about set for a 6:35 start from Whataburger Field in beautiful South Texas. 6:35 first pitch just about coming up. Taking a look at a starting pitching matchup tonight that features a pair of right-handers. For Frisco, they send out the right-hander Tim Brennan at 25 years old. Brennan 5-3 with an earned run average of 3.14. This will be appearance number 16 for Brennan, but his 11th start of the season. Brennan's first matchup of the year came against these Hooks back on May 19th. Two innings, scoreless out of the bullpen, three strikeouts. Shouldn't say these Hooks. Again, as this team has taken a lot of shakeup as the season has gone on, Corpus Christi and Frisco entering tonight with a split even 6 wins, 6 losses against each other this year. Both series being played up in Riders Field, and both series ending with a 3-3 split. So that first matchup for Brennan was the first time that they met, the second time on Stars and Stripes weekend. Brennan now easing into a starting role. At the time, it was his fourth start with Frisco. Brennan giving up 3 earned runs on 7 hits in 5 innings. It was a Frisco 3-2 win. Couldn't get more than 2 runs offensively, and that's what hamstringed Brennan with a loss in that one. But boy, has he been good lately. Tim Brennan with back-to-back quality starts for the Riders on the mound. A combined 5 strikeouts and no walks in his last 12 innings of work. He's picked up the win in both of them. In the last 4 starts for Brennan, he's gotten the win personally in 3 of those ball games, with the lone outlier, a tough bang-up go in Springfield where he gave up 3 earned runs on 8 hits. But still, 4 strikeouts, 1 walk. That's the best thing for Brennan, is a sharp command of the zone. And the Rough Riders look for that tonight. This is a Corpus Christi team that loves to bang the baseball. They've scored a lot of runs on the homers this year, and they enter, despite losers slumping as of late, 8 of their last 10. It's a Hooks team that, again, can hit the ball. Now time for the starting lineups tonight. Oh, we should probably first take a look at Corpus Christi, starting in Jaden Murray, the 25-year-old, at 6'1", 190 pounds. And Murray's been over a lot of different places this year, and a 2022 record compiled of an 8-3 mark with 3 different teams this year. Started with the Montgomery Biscuits in Tampa Bay's system, but after the trade deadline was dealt for in a trade that helped make Trey Mancini an Astro. Murray coming from the Tampa Bay Rays system after working up to Durham for 1 game on July 16th. He went back down to Montgomery for 1 game and then traded to the Hooks in a 3-team trade that involved Tampa Bay, Baltimore, and the Astros. The last time out and the lone start for Murray for Corpus Christi was 5 strikeouts, 2 walks, no earned runs in 3 2/3 innings of work. 5 Ks in the 11 outs that he was able to record out on the mound. So scoreless against Wichita, and that was on the road. And Jaden Murray set to go for Corpus Christi in what will be his AA debut at Whataburger Field. Certainly going to be excited. Now let's take a look at the starting lineups. First, for the Frisco Rough Riders, they send the third baseman Jonathan Ornelas back to the top of the card. Jack Spigger is in right field batting second. Blaine Krim at first bats third, and Justin Foskew, the second baseman, batting cleanup tonight. Luis Angel Acuna, the shortstop, bats fifth. Kellen Stryman, left field, batting sixth. And then 7-8-9 for the Rough Riders in center field, batting eighth. And Miguel Aparicio, the designated hitter, rounding out the bottom of the card. Quickly for Corpus Christi, of Ross Adolph in center. Joe Perez, the third baseman, batting second. Quincy Hamilton, recently arriving to the team, the right fielder, bats third, and he's had a hot bat as of late. Will Wagner at second base, batting fourth. Cesar Salazar catching tonight, batting fifth. And Alex McKenna in left field in the sixth hole. 7-8-9 for Corpus Christi, of the designated hitter, Greg Kessinger. Shea Whitcomb at shortstop, and C.J. Stubbs, the first baseman, rounding out the order for the Hooks at 16-23. They're in fifth place in the South in the second half of the season, 9 games out of first. And defensively, quickly for the Rough Riders, Strom in left, Stowers in center, Biggers in right, Ornelas at third, Acuna at short, Foskew at second, and Krim at first base. Garcia behind the plate for the right-hander, Tim Brennan. Defensively for Corpus Christi, McKenna in left, Adolph in center, Hamilton out in right field, Perez at third, Whitcomb at short, Wagner at second, Stubbs the first baseman, Salazar behind the dish for the right-hander, Jaden Murray. Just about national anthem time from Whataburger Field, so we'll step aside one final time in the Rough Riders pregame show. Come back and catch us for first pitch to begin a 6-game series tonight between the Hooks of Corpus Christi and the Frisco Rough Riders. 6:35 first pitch is next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out, Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall. Goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit RidersBaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores.
2-1.
High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
For the first time this season, the Frisco Rough Riders on the road at Whataburger Field. And they begin a six-game series tonight against the Corpus Christi Hooks. Hi, folks. Welcome back to the Riders Baseball Network. First pitch up and down from Corpus Christi, Texas, and we are underway with Frisco Rough Riders Baseball. Jonathan Ornelas, the leadoff batter, standing in. One ball, no strike pitch, missing off the plate, and it's quickly 2-0. Corpus Christi entering to begin a 12-game homestand tonight. Meanwhile, the Rough Riders just with a 12-gamer up and down behind them. Two balls, no strikes. That missing to Ornelas. Now three balls, no strikes. Corpus Christi dropping eight of their last 10, coming off of a six-game win streak. Looking to try and pick up the pieces tonight to begin the series against Frisco. That finds a zone. Counts now 3-1. Get you the Rough Riders starting lineup in just a moment as Jonathan Ornelas working with a 3-1 count. Pitch home. Missing down and low for ball four. And Ornelas aboard for the first time tonight. Jax Biggers in right field batting second. Blaine Krim, the first baseman, batting third. And Justin Foscue at second base batting cleanup. Luis Angel Acuna, the shortstop, bats fifth. Kellen Strom in left field batting sixth. And then 7-8-9 for Frisco of Garcia, Stowers, and Aparicio. Righty-lefty matchup to Biggers with Ornelas at first base. First pitch on its way. Runner goes. Pitch misses inside for ball one. The throw is a little lofty. Salazar to Whitcomb a little high, and Ornelas down to second. First pitch he was going. And Bigger is now sitting 1-0. Frisco already with the runner in scoring position as Ornelas is able to get to second base. Ninth swipe bag of the year. Infield playing Bigger is pulled to the right side. Murray ready at the belt. One ball, no strikes. Kicks and fires. Tapper at the plate. And it's foul and evened up 1-1. Jaden Murray at 8-2 on the season, 270 earned run average, but no wins, losses, no ERA since joining Corpus Christi. 3 2/3 innings of work in his most recent start and his lone start that came on the road. Count to Bigger's, 1-1. Righty-lefty. He checks Ornelas at second, and the break even. Off the plate, it misses. And the count's now 2-1. Murray acquired by Houston on August 1st in a trade that sent their prospect Jose Siri to Tampa Bay. And the first baseman, Trey Mancini, from Baltimore to Houston. 2-1. Biggers loops it in the air up the third. It falls and lands fair. Ornelas around third. He comes in to score. Rough Riders quickly taking a 1-0 lead in the top of the first. Jax Bigger is picking up an RBI double that was just fair up the third base line. And it's 1-0 Frisco. First two have reached for the Riders, and now here's the first baseman, Blaine Krim. Ready matchup as Murray giving up his first hit and his first run of the night. Bigger's at second. Good amount of speed as Murray gives him a look and now comes home. First pitch. That finds a zone to Krim, and it's no balls and a strike. Murray was selected by Tampa Bay in 2019 in the 23rd round. Right-hander's been in the Rays system since. No balls and a strike to Blaine Krim with Biggers at second. The pitch. Hard ground ball back up the middle. Wagner, the second baseman, cheating up the gut. Throws to first in time, and there's one gone. Biggers advancing to third base. On the ground ball from Blaine Krim. Here comes the second baseman, Justin Foscue. So after being drafted by Tampa Bay, it was Murray that started out in the Appalachian League, made his way up to the New York Penn League, both of those folding since minor leagues restructured after 2020. First pitch to Foscue. Hard hit ball into left center field, a base hit. Biggers scores from third. Foscue taking a big turn at first base, and he'll retreat with a one-out RBI single. Hops on the first pitch from Murray, and it's 2-0 Frisco in the first.
Shortstop number 11.
Foscue liked the first pitch he got, and it was a good one. Ornelas and Biggers both starting the inning reaching, and both have come in. Foscue at first base, still only one out. And here's Luis Angel Acuna. First pitch to him. Chopper third baseline. It'll bounce fair. Glove by Perez. He throws low to first on a hop. And glove by Stubbs for the second out. Foscue advancing to second base safely.
Left fielder number 14, Kellen Strom.
Back-to-back first pitch swings for Foscue and Acuna. Strom an RBI chance. The sixth man up for Frisco in this top of the first inning. 2-0 Riders early. Righty-righty matchup for Strom on Murray. His first at-bat of the night. First pitch to him. That finds the zone. No balls and a strike. Murray selected by Tampa Bay out of Dixon State University. That's in St. George, Utah. Right-hander ready from the side and the 0-1 pitch. Strom loops it in the air out to straightaway center field. Adolf going back. Stops right in the middle of the outfield grass. And makes a catch. Riders finally done in the first inning with two runs coming in on two hits, no errors, and a runner left on base. Frisco with an early jump in tonight's ball game as they lead it 2-0 after the top of the first inning. We go to the home half, hooks to the plate for the first time tonight when we come back. on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride! In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on created Better Balance to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Where's the love?
2-0 Frisco early in Corpus Christi, Texas. Jack Spiggers, Justin Foscue both driving in runs. And the Riders doing quick work early. First pitch from Tim Brennan on the ground, past the diving glove of Ornelas, and Acuna with no throw to first. Ross Adolph, as we're hardly off the ground in the bottom of the first inning, a bouncing ball base hit in the middle of the infield. It split the gap between Ornelas and Acuna, and not sure if Ornelas lost his footing there on the left side of the infield. Don't see any scuff marks. But now let's try and get a chance to introduce you to the right-hander Tim Brennan, 5-3 this year with a 3.14 earned run average. Long look in with the runner at first and nobody out. First pitch. Just missing inside. One ball, no strikes. Third baseman Joe Perez standing in. Game number 40 for the infielder Perez. Ready from the right side. He's got the black bat. The 1-0. And missing high and in. Two balls, no strikes. On the other side for Tim Brennan, back-to-back quality starts. Right-hander was selected out of St. Joe's in Philadelphia in the seventh round in 2018. His 2-0 pitch. There's a found strike, and it's 2-1. Perez working with a runner at first base and nobody out in the bottom of the first. Frisco with two runs on two hits in the top of the inning to take an early lead. Brennan set from the right side. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Bouncing ball to Ornelas at third. He throws the second for one. Foscue. Rough Riders on one pitch. Wipe the bases clean. And a 5-4-3 double play. Brings up the right fielder Quincy Hamilton with two out and nobody aboard. Hamilton's made a big splash since coming to town. With the hooks. This is his eighth game. He's already doubled and homered in his short time with Corpus Christi. Righty-lefty, the first pitch. That finds the zone. No balls and a strike to the right fielder, Hamilton. Second baseman, Will Wagner, batting cleanup and awaits on deck. Brennan, the 0-1. Laced in the air out to left field, dropping quickly with Strom on the move, and it'll fall fair. Hamilton, the speedster, gives it a big turn at first base, but heads back. And on the second pitch of the AB, goes the opposite way and dunks it fair. Will Wagner is next. Interesting dimensions at Whataburger Field. It's 340 out to deep left, 370 into the left center field alley, and then 400 to straightaway center. But it's a short wall in left center with a really tall wall out in right center field. Righty-lefty in the first pitch. Poked foul. No balls and a strike to the second baseman, Wagner, 244, in his 52nd game of the year. Cesar Salazar, the catcher, on deck. Hamilton at first base. And he throws back to the bag. Hamilton sliding in safely. 0-1. Beautiful skyline at Whataburger Field. They've got dual water slides over the right field fence with a pool that's 365 to the pool. The 0-1. That finds the zone. And now Wagner facing an 0-2 count. Corpus Christi just off the Gulf of Mexico. Pitch, runner goes, it misses. Throw down from Garcia. The tag from Acuna's in time. Garcia to Acuna, linking up for the final out of the bottom of the first inning. And that's a great start for Frisco in the opening frame. We go to the second with the Riders in front early, 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, CarpetTech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tim Brennan facing three batters, really two pitches into his fourth at-bat in the bottom of the first, left aboard. And we're off and going in the second from Whataburger Field. First pitch from the right-hander, Jaden Murray, back out of the mound. It rings in there for a taken strike, 0-1. Rough Riders with 7-8-9 due up to the plate to begin the second. Murray's 0-1 pitch home. Garcia swings and misses, and it's 0-2. Frisco with 6 to the plate in the first. A leadoff walk. Nornelas on the first pitch to Jax Biggers, swiping second. And then on the fourth pitch of the at-bat to Biggers, an RBI double up the third baseline. 0-2. Tapper back to the screen. Still no balls, two strikes to the catcher, Garcia, in his first at-bat of the night. Garcia this year, a 2.22 average. This is game number 51 for him. Murray, no balls, two strikes. Swing and a miss, got him off the plate for strike three. And that's his first strikeout of the night. One gone, base is clear for the center fielder, Josh Stowers. 15 pitches, 9 strikes in the last at-bat to Murray. Biggers an RBI double. Foscue an RBI single. Righty-righty to Stowers. And the first pitch. That slides in at 80 miles an hour. And it's 0-1. Murray set school records at Dixie State in his time there before the Rays drafted him. CO1 missing off the plate. 1-1. Picked up 10 wins in a single season. And 92 strikeouts, the record was strikeouts per 9, along with the 92 season strikeouts. One ball, one strike. Hard hit ground ball from Stowers to short. Whitcomb there for it. Sets and throws to first. Little wide as it pulled Stubbs off the bag, but the first baseman caught Stowers napping. Gloves it and tags him out. And there's two gone. Miguel Aparicio, the designated hitter in the bottom of the order now to the plate. Righty-lefty matchup. Frisco with just two left-handers on their card tonight. First pitch home. Aparicio bumped off from the left side. Fastball that zoomed in towards his knees, and it's 1-0. Murray with now four in a row retired after Foscue's RBI single, the 1-0. That just finds his own. Upstairs, counts evened up, 1-1. Three of the first four batters faced were able to reach back in the first inning. One ball, one strike. Off the plate. Counts now 2-1. The Rough Riders trying to bump to an end a nasty stretch of ball where they lost their last two against San Antonio. 5-4 and 7-5. Really close. 2-1. Aparicio watches strike two and the count's evened up. Bases clear, two outs in the top of the second. Frisco leading early, 2-0. Murray the break even. Fastball just missed off the plate. Woo. And the Hooks infield was striding off. Salazar was ready to throw it around, but a pitch that just missed outside. Full count to Aparicio. Murray's ready for the payoff pitch. Just missed inside. Boy, two tight misses in consecutive fashion to Aparicio, and he works a two-out walk. A great eye to give the Riders life with two outs in the second. And now that brings the third baseman Jonathan Ornelas to the top of the order and to the plate.
Third baseman number 12, Jonathan Ornelas.
Ornelas, a leadoff walk to begin the ballgame. He was the first walk allowed by Murray. Aparicio at second. At first, should say, is the second. Ready matchup. Murray comes home. First pitch on a fastball. 92 miles an hour, and it finds the zone. No balls and a strike to Ornelas. Aparicio at first base. Gets his lead. No balls and a strike. The pitch. Poked in the air up the first baseline. Hanging a bit. Heading towards the corner of the seats. And it'll clang around to Ornelas. It's a long seating bowl that goes up the first baseline all the way around home plate. And then ends on the equal side, the third baseline. Just one row. Outfield grass is a bit of a berm out there with a hill in right center field, but that's it for seeding. No balls, two strikes, and again a throw to first. And Aparicio back to the bag. Second story looks like suite levels, and so there are about three rows of seats outside of suites at Whataburger Field, and those go just about to the first base bags and the third base bags. Murray ready from the right side. And his 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on Ornelas for strike three. Two strikeouts in the top of the second for Murray as he holds Frisco off the scoreboard, but the Riders still out in front. We go to the home half of the second. Frisco leading 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worth the Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Fun Day at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tim Brennan back to the mound, and we're off and going in the bottom of the second inning. Will Wagner, the batter, is standing in. Second baseman was two pitches deep back in the bottom of the first. 1-0. That finds the zone. Counts evened up. One ball, one strike. Two pitches into Wagner back in the first inning with Quincy Hamilton at first. He was caught stealing. One ball, one strike. Laced in the up the first baseline and about two, maybe a foot foul. Count will work to 1-2. 2-6 from Garcia to Acuna, the covering shortstop in the neighborhood. And they fried Hamilton plenty in time to get him out of the first inning. Brennan with two hits but no runs and nobody left on base. The first hit squared up by a 5-4-3 double play. One ball, two strikes to the leadoff man, Will Wagner, in the second. The pitch home. Inside, it scooted him out of the box. The count's now 2-2. Brennan in 2021 was hit by a comeback line drive that bumped him out from basically the first months of the season in early May until late August. 2-2 down and inside. A couple of sliders that have ran away from Brennan, and the count's now 3-2. And so he returned and finished out the year with Frisco as best he could, and then started the year with the Riders this year in June. Three balls, two strikes to pitch. Hard hit ball out to Lack. Squares up and makes a catch. Hit on a line from Wagner, and it drove Strom back to left field. And he was able to open up at the right time and haul it in. A line out from Wagner to left field. And the catcher, Cesar Salazar, is next. Game one of six this week in Corpus Christi. Riders made the seven-hour bus trip yesterday during the off day. First pitch to him from Brennan. Finds a strike zone, and it's no balls and a strike. We're pretty close. This might be the closest to the field we've been in any stadium, unless Zach can attest, as it's fouled back to the net. 0-2, or concur. And this is pretty close. Again, the second level are about suite level. Right in the middle is the press box, and then we're not much higher than the first row of seats. And those go about maybe 15 to 20 rows up, and then give it about 10 feet to the second level. Brennan, the 0-2. Back to the net again. Popped off the top of the net. Still no balls, two strikes. It is 74% humid, or I guess the humidity at 74%, and an 87-degree temp bumped up to 99 because of the humidity, which I'm told 74 is not even that bad here. Brennan again, the 0-2. Ground ball first base side, and Krim over in his glove, and it's still the ball's two strikes. So Riders playing six on the road against Corpus Christi. After that, not a lot of road trips separating Frisco and the end of the season, or I should say the end of the regular season. Brennan, the 0-2, off the plate. One ball, two strikes. Frisco from here returns home, and they'll take on Wichita in a six-game span. And then they'll end the month of August and begin September on the road. 1-2. High fly ball out to right field that sends Biggers back. Hooks hitters are sending Brennan around the ballpark a bit, but nowhere that can't be contained by the Rough Riders defense so far.
Left fielder number 23, Alex McKenna.
Fly ball to left field by Wagner. Salazar drives one to right. Base is clear, two gone for the left fielder, Alex McKenna. Ready matchup for Brennan. And his first pitch, breaking ball, drops into the zone, and it's 0-1. At Amarillo, home versus Tulsa, at Northwest Arkansas. That's how the Riders go about it in September, the 0-1. That just missed tying in. One ball, one strike from the starter, Tim Brennan. Five outs through, And Frisco giving them two runs of support in the top of the first inning. The 1-1. Tapper off the plate. Back to the hooks on deck circle, and Brennan in front, 1-2. Last time out for the right-hander, back-to-back quality starts. Did them both at home against the Sod Poodles and earned run on six hits and six innings, but then against San Antonio, really good. The 1-2, just off the plate. 92-mile-an-hour heater from Brennan just missed. And the right-hander takes a moment to wipe the sweat away from his face. The 2-2, just missing inside. Boy, it's a tight zone. Three balls, two strikes. Brennan against San Antonio, six scoreless innings, just one hit. Three strikeouts for him. Infield ready. And the 3-2. Down and away for ball four.
For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of minor league baseball, will be donating one.
Two out walk. That's the first walk given up by Brennan.
The largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit Mako Smart Robotics.
Trying to get through two scoreless. Designated hitter Gray Kessinger coming to the plate now.
Gray Kessinger.
Another righty-righty matchup for Brennan with a runner at first. And the first pitch, missing down and away. One ball, no strikes. Worked so well was the pitch count. Phenomenal command of the zone. 1-0 pitch. That finds the strike zone. The count's evened up, 1-1. Brennan was, again, able to hold San Antonio off the scoreboard, but in six innings, needed just 58 pitches. Next toss, 1-1, is a called strike two. Brennan had McKenna 1-2, the batter before issuing the two-out walk, and now has Kessinger 1-2. Runner at first base, two gone in the second. Pitch home, high and outside. Two balls, two strikes. And it's been the strikeout pitch for Brennan that he's continuing to try to find in tonight's start. He's produced the ground balls. No strikeouts for him as of now. The 2-2 runner goes. Chopper towards short. Acuna eats it up. No play at second, so he fires to first, and that'll do it. No runs, no hits for Brennan or the Riders defense in the bottom of the second. No errors, and the hook strand a runner aboard. All done through two early on Tuesday night. We go to the third inning. Rough Riders still out in front, 2-0. And we'll start the third next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jax Bigger is coming to the plate. We're just about set to begin the third inning from Whataburger Field. Righty-lefty matchup. And Jaden Murray, the right-handed starter, back on the mound. His first pitch, swing and a miss. And Bigger is trailing the at-bat, 0-1. Frisco with two runs in the top of the first inning as Biggers will step out. And the first one came in on an RBI double from Jax. Dropped it fair up the third base line. Righty-lefty matchup. And the pitch on its way. Back to the net. Now no balls, two strikes to Biggers. Frisco a 2-3-4 of Biggers, Krim, and Foscue due up in this top of the third inning. Murray with two innings behind him already. The 0-2. Inside. That one almost hit Biggers. The count's now one ball and two strikes. Right-hander Murray, we mentioned earlier, coming over to the Astros system as a part of the Trey Mancini trade that brought him over from Baltimore. 1-2 off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. In that, Jose Siri also departing Houston system, going to Tampa Bay. Two balls, two strikes. Hard hit ball from Biggers out to center field, dropping quickly, and it lands for a base hit. Jax Biggers with a double and a single already in tonight's ball game. And the Riders back in business with the leadoff man aboard again for the second time tonight. Runner at first base, nobody gone for Blaine Krim.
First baseman number 9, Blaine Krim.
Aside from that trade, though, with Mancini and Murray going to Houston, Baltimore getting a right-hander from each, the Rays and the Astros organization. Righty-righty to Krim. And the first pitch. Breaking ball that just misses inside at the knees. 1-0. With the Rays getting just Jose Siri, that received Seth Johnson from Tampa Bay. Murray will wait for the 1-0, a fire to first base, and Biggers there easily. Seth Johnson from the Rays system and Chase McDermott from the Astros organization. Ready to Krim, and the 1-0 pitch. Chopper up the middle, Whitcomb coming over, flips to second for one, the throw to first, double play. A bouncing ball up the middle of the infield. And now both teams bounding into a double play. Frisco turned one back in the first inning after a leadoff single from Ross Adolph. And now it's Corpus Christi wiping clean the Jax Biggers leadoff base hit. Call it 6-4-3.
Justin Foscue.
And there's two gone for Justin Foscue. Ready to him, and the first pitch. Slides outside. One ball, no strikes. Corpus Christi team that has played Frisco pretty evenly in the season series. Murray the 1-0. Swing and a miss on Foscue, and the count's evened up at 1-1. Six wins, six losses for each of these teams. In the two prior series at Riders Field in May and June of this year already. Frisco making their first trip to Whataburger Field this week. One ball, one strike. Outside. Counts now 2-1 to Foscue. He had an RBI single back in the first inning. On that team was Wilger Abreu, who has since departed. He was also in the trade deadline mix. 2-1. Breaking ball, that missing high. Counts 3-1 to Foscue. Murray already with two walks tonight. And Manuel Valdez and Wilger Abreu both going to Boston, departing the Houston system. 3-1 pitch. Foscue drills it high and shallow out to center field. Wagner, the second from center, who makes the catch and stumbles in the outfield and hauls it in. Wasn't pretty, but he made the catch. And Frisco, despite the leadoff single, 3-up, 3-down in the top of the third inning. Still 2-0 Riders. We'll go to the home half next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tim Brennan, the right-hander on the mound for Frisco as we start the bottom of the third. His first pitch, one ball, no strikes as Corpus Christi sending 8-9-1 to the plate. Start first with a shortstop, Shea Whitcomb. The 1-0. Bouncing ball left side, Acuna on a couple hops has it. Shortstop fires to first and it's in time. Two pitches and another ground ball out recorded by Brennan. Acuna's been busy in the sixth hole. There's one gone. Elsewhere around the Texas League, Midland trailing Amarillo early. That one will get you to perk up. Sod Poodles with three in the first, two in the second. Hoping that Amarillo can have an offensive rout on the Rockhounds. That one's on the road, and the Riders trailing Midland by three games. First pitch to the first baseman, C.J. Stubbs, and he turns it over on two hops to Acuna at short. Throws to first. Three pitches, two bouncing balls to short, and Acuna's up for him. Quickly two gone for Brennan and the Riders in the bottom of the third. This is Twisted Sister to get us to the top of the order. Center fielder Ross Adolph coming back to the plate. He had a first pitch swing to begin the bottom of the first inning, but it stayed in the infield and was enough for him to get down the first base line. First pitch to him, and Brennan pours it across the zone. 0-1. 23 pitches, 13 strikes for Brennan in the second, but no runs in. Only a walk. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good breaking pitch down in the zone. And Brennan in the driver's seat. No balls, two strikes. Adolph steps out. Tall left-hander at 6-1. 190. The 0-2. Back to the net. Still no balls, two strikes to Adolph with Joe Perez on deck. After the Adolph single in the first inning, it was Perez to pull one into a 5-4-3 double play. Righty-lefty from Brennan as he gets his sign and comes home. Called strike three. First punch out of the night for Tim Brennan, and it ends the third inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left aboard. Seven pitches from Tim Brennan in the third inning, six of them strikes, and the right-hander starting to heat up. Already heading to the fourth from Whataburger Field on the Riders Baseball Network with Frisco out in front on Tuesday night. 2-0 our score.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the Patty Melt at Whataburger.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Starting out the fourth from Whataburger Field, Chris Jared with you flying solo tonight in Corpus Christi, Texas. Luis Angel Acuna coming to the plate. And it's the right-hander Jaden Murray back out of the bump. 2-0 Frisco to begin the fourth. Second at-bat of the night for Acuna, and the first pitch on its way. Breaking ball that slides across, and it catches the zone. With one pitch taken in the first inning, a bouncing ball to third. Grounding out, the 0-1. Chopper left side of the infield. Perez from third charging in. Throws to first, wide of the bag, but gloved and tagged by Stubbs. And the left side of the infield for Corpus Christi. That's their second throw that's pulled Stubbs off the bag. And a little suspect, but no damage done of it yet.
Left fielder number 14.
Two pitches for Murray. And that brings up the left fielder, Kellen Strom. Tim Brennan threw seven pitches, six of them strikes in the bottom of the third. Murray's first pitch. That missing outside. One ball, no strikes to Kellen, who flew out to center to end the action in the first inning. A busy frame for Frisco. They brought in two on two hits. One ball, no strikes to him. Breaking ball that, ooh, it just catches outside. Tough take, and the count's evened up at one ball, one strike. Nobody out, just underway in the fourth. Pitch on its way. Same pitch to Strom, and it finds its own. Now trailing the at-bat, one ball, two strikes. Murray with 16 pitches, 11 strikes last inning. 43-26 for him tonight. The 1-2. Breaking ball down off the plate. Same pitch to Strom, but picked that one up as it was making its way outside and left it alone. Even count, two balls, two strikes as Murray takes the glove off and a full reset for the right-hander. Now back on the mound and ready for the break even. Fastball, called strike three. Third strikeout of the night for Jaden Murray, and there's two up, two down for him. Seven pitches thrown by the right-hander in the fourth inning. That'd be a nice change of adjustment for Corpus Christi. His shortest inning came recently with 12 pitches, six strikes. Here's David Garcia. First pitch, a high drive out to right field. Hamilton going back, approaching the wall, turns and makes the catch in the corner. Boy, Garcia turned on that one and gave it a sharp drive out to right. But a wall shot on in the top of the fourth inning. No runs, no hits. Three up, three down for Jaden Murray. Bottom of the fourth coming your way next to Frisco out in front, 2-0 on Tuesday night.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jim Brennan set to get back to work for Frisco in the bottom of the fourth inning. Chris Jarrett back with you from Whataburger Field. And here's his first pitch. That slides outside. Garcia with the appeal to Chris Presley-Murphy. And the batter didn't go. One ball, no strikes. The batter is the third baseman, Joe Perez. 252 average for him this season. 1-0. That missing low. Two balls, no strikes from Brennan. His most efficient inning coming in the third. Seven pitches, six of them strikes. The 2-0. Down and away. Three balls, no strikes to begin the fourth inning of work. Ender with back-to-back quality starts. And Ender is feeling pretty good in the month of August. Now the 3-0. And missing low and outside, ball four. Four-pitch walk given up to Perez. It's the second walk allowed tonight by Brennan. The first one came with two outs in the second. That was on a six-pitch at-bat. But just four to Perez. Here's the right fielder, Quincy right Hamilton.
Number 41, Quincy Hamilton.
Righty-lefty matchup to him with a runner at first base, nobody gone. First offer lifted in the air and foul behind the net, 0-1. Hamilton picking up his first double-A home run with a grand slam to center field in the third inning this recent Saturday, 420 feet. It was the fifth of the season for Corpus Christi, 0-1. Popped in the air, third base side, and heading for the seats. A long foul ball, and it's 0-2. Runner at first base, nobody gone in the bottom of the fourth, and the Riders are out in front, 2-0. Quincy, that was his first of his professional career. Entered tonight, 6-for-29. No balls, two strikes to him on its way. Lifted again, foul behind home plate, and it remains 0-2. Hamilton, a fifth rounder in 2021 by Houston. That was out of Wright State. Rough Riders had Connor Piatto earlier this year. Was from Wright State. Brennan ready from the right side, 0-2. Pitch home. A weak swing and just got a piece of it as Hamilton over top of a breaking ball and spiked it in the dirt. Still no balls, two strikes. Well, we mentioned home runs earlier, and along with that grand slam, Christy with 11 of their last 13 runs coming off homers. But they've slumped recently. Brennan, the 0-2, just missing inside. Now one ball, two strikes. Didn't miss by much. The fifth pitch of the at-bat. And a miss of the zone by Tim Brennan. The first four all in the red. Runner at first base is Joe Perez. And the count's 1-2, the pitch. Lifted in the air and fouled away. Hamilton getting under and late swings on Tim Brennan. As almost every foul ball has been lofted to the left side of the seats. The left-handed hitter standing in. Four of the first top five names on the order tonight for Corpus Christi left-handers. And then all of the bottom four hitting from the right side. Brennan, the 1-2. Trying to quick pitch him, but it missed outside. Two balls, two strikes. More on Hamilton. Finished his career at Wright State as the 2021 Horizon League Player of the Year. Working on a 2-2 count. Pitch from Brennan. Off the plate. Three balls, two strikes. As this the longest at-bat of the night by far. Pitch number 9 in the AB upcoming. Lead-off walk on four pitches and now a 3-2 to Quincy Hamilton. Pitch home. Chopper first base side, foul. And we'll do it over again. Perez the runner at first base and was off and running for second on the payoff. Something to keep in mind as Brennan taking a moment after a foul ball fielded by Biggers up the right field line. It bounced foul and got a carom kick back into fair territory. Still three balls, two strikes with nobody gone in the bottom of the fourth. And a long at-bat of Quincy Hamilton. Again, the payoff. Hard ground ball to Krim at first. He taps first, throw to second, double play. The second double play turned by the Riders infield already tonight. This one not your more conventional double play, but a 3-6 twin killer. And there's two gone.
Second baseman number 16, Will Wagner.
First double play Acuna wasn't able to get in on, and that time Krim on a sharp hop gloved it, tapped first and fired to Acuna at second. Righty lefty to Will Wagner the pitch, and there's a strike one. Well, that's a huge pickup for Brennan and the Riders. A long at bat. That was on pitch number 10, and you get two outs out of it. They go one. Ducks it low and outside. Righty-lefty matchup to Will Wagner, and an arm side miss low of the zone. So Wagner watching it the whole way, bent his knees and stared right into the glove of Garcia. The 1-1. Started to go, but a pitch that, boy, just missed off the plate. And the count's 2-1. Corpus Christi has gotten the leadoff runner aboard now twice tonight. Once on a hit in the first, and then in the fourth on a four-pitch walk. The 2-1. Missing inside. Three balls and a strike. Both have been eliminated by a double play ball in the ensuing batter. Joe Perez, 5-4-3, and then Quincy Hamilton, 3-6. 3-1. Lifted in the air up the third baseline and tailing towards the seats. Deep in the concourse. And the count's now full. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch number 20 of the inning upcoming. Brennan in the third, seven pitches, six strikes. A different tale here. The 3-2, tapper foul. And I'll do it over again. He threw 23 in the second inning, and so might not get six out of him tonight. As the Rough Riders bullpen getting up and loose. Earlier last night, about 7:30 p.m., maybe a little bit after. Had a good night to get some rest and be well ready for tonight's ball game after 12 in a row at home last week. 3-2. Lifted foul. Right side of the concourse, and it's still full. Should say last 2 weeks. Riders got a great jump on Amarillo. Five of their seven consecutive wins came against the Sod Poodles. Brennan, the 3-2. Again, foul. Pesky at-bats in the fourth inning, as these hook hitters just getting small pieces of offers from Brennan and just fighting him out of the box. 10-pitch at-bat recently, and now an 8-pitch at-bat. 3-2. Hard hit ball out to left center field, tailing quickly, and it's going to fall and find the alley. It one hops out of play. And an automatic double. It's a short wall of about 4.5 feet out in left center field, so you can see the bullpen. And so the first hit allowed by Brennan since the first inning where he gave up two.
Catcher.
Corpus Christi for the first time tonight with a runner in scoring position. Cesar Salazar due up next. Brennan has his infield come in as they know he's labored in this fourth inning. Four-pitch walk, 10-pitch double play, the product of the second at-bat. But then with the bases clear and two outs, it was an 0-1 start to the at-bat to Wagner before three consecutive misses of the zone. And then a fight from there. Wagner fouled away four consecutive pitches before finally getting a hold of one and driving it to left center for his sixth double of the year. Cesar Salazar, a big power threat. That's a main reason why the Riders pay him a visit to the mound. Righty-lefty to Salazar, who drove one to right field in his last at-bat, his first at-bat in the second. Wagner at pulled foul towards the concourse, right side, and it's 0-1. Wagner this season, Salazar this season, a .293 average. 11 homers behind an .841 OPS. Brennan working 0-1. Check second, kicks and throws. Inside as Salazar started to go, kept that bat back. And it's one ball, one strike. Salazar in his 63rd game of the season. It's Shea Whitcomb that leads the way with his 93rd game played tonight. 1-1 outside. Two balls and a strike. Frisco with the right-hander Matt Wibanis up and getting loose. Made his Rough Riders debut in the recent homestand. Brennan the 2-1. Breaking ball pulled. First baseline foul. Even count, two balls, two strikes, and Brennan needing one more pitch to get out of this fourth inning of work. He's thrown a lot of pitches, entering with just less than 50. And, of course, Frisco wanting to see if he can get there. Righty-lefty matchup and an even count with two outs. Brennan, the 2-2. Just missing outside. That's a great miss. Another full count. Three balls, two strikes. It's the third consecutive full count. They've resulted in a double play and a double. Long look in. Brennan, the payoff pitch. Popped high in the air out to straightaway center. Stower is underneath it. Backpedaling a bit and makes the catch. A huge third out for Brennan in the fourth inning. A long, lot of long at-bats in the fourth, but no runs on a two-out double from Will Wagner. No errors and a runner left stranded. That'll do it for the Hooks through four. We go to the fifth with Frisco out in front, 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melt in creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger Patty Melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride!
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco out in front, 2-0. And both those runs coming in the top of the first inning. We're set to start the fifth from Whataburger Field. Josh Stower is coming to the plate. He'll face the right-handed starter for Corpus Christi, Jaden Murray. Four innings behind him. And two runs on two hits. Again, all the damage coming in that first frame. He's settled down since then. Ready to Josh Stowers and the first pitch. That misses high. One ball, no strikes to Stowers, the center fielder who leads it off for Frisco in the fifth inning. He's 0-1. And missing down and away. Two balls, no strikes. Stowers with the yellow... Look like Rawlings batting gloves. 2-0 to him. Sharp pull line drive off the dugout and on a line snatched down by Jared Gettert, Frisco manager and third base coach. Off the bat of Stowers, deflected off the top padding of the handrail and skipped right to Gettert. 2-1. Stowers swings and misses at the slider down and away. It's 3-2. Rough Riders, after that first inning, have only had two base runners. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch home. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike three. Fourth strikeout for Jaden Murray. And he's done well against the bottom five hitters, call it, from 5 through 9. Acuna, Strom, Garcia, Stowers, Zaparicio. Only one base runner between there, and it came on the latter Aparicio, a two-out walk in the second. And here he is now. Bases clear for him, the pitch. Breaking ball inside. Scoots him back, 1-0. All in all, it's been Murray struggling against Jack's biggers tonight, or at least left-handed hitters. The 1-0 pitch. Aparicio takes. Finds the lower outer part of the zone to him, and it's 1-1. Frisco hopped on him in the first inning with a leadoff walk from Ornelas, followed by a leadoff double from Jack's biggers. The 1-1. Outside. Two balls and one strike. One gone in the top of the fifth. And Blaine Krim grounded out, and that pulled Biggers to third. Foscue an RBI single. 2-1 pitch. Aparicio slaps one in the air to left field. That falls for a base hit. And the DH, Miguel Aparicio, been on board in each trip to the plate tonight. There's Frisco's first hit since the third inning. And again, by getting aboard.
Here's third baseman, number 12.
Jonathan Ornelas for the third time tonight. As the Riders are out in front 2-0 in the fifth inning. We'll get you some scores around the Texas League in a moment. Big news in Midland. First pitch to Ornelas. That slides in. Front doors him for a slider, and it's 0-1. Sod Poodles on top, 8-2. Would love if that's an early trend of how that series is going to go this week. Murray ready. Runner at first and the 0-1 off the plate. One ball, one strike. Ornelas standing in with the runner at first base, only one gone. Behind a 3.06 average this season. Break even. Tap foul at the plate. And now the count working to 1-2. Ornelas, a five-game hitting streak. He's 3-for-18 in that time. Going 7-for-22. Ornelas is second in all of minor league baseball in hits this season. He's been the epitome of a leadoff hitter. One ball, two strikes. And time called as Murray was holding and holding on him. And Ornelas can reset from the right side. Aparicio at first for him with one gone in the top of the fifth. It was Ornelas on a great at-bat to begin the ball game to get aboard. Jack Spiggers, an RBI double that he dropped up the third baseline, and a good jump from Ornelas, swiping second to be in scoring position. 1-2. Poked in the air to right field. On the move is Hamilton. Gets to the alley and makes a catch. Ornelas pokes one to right center, but it's caught, and there's two gone. Runner still at first as Aparicio gets back, and here's the right fielder, Jack Spiggers. He's 2-for-2 tonight on a double and a single.
Right fielder number 19, Jack Spiggers.
Lately, last 9 games, he's hitting .367. Good for 11-for-30 in the recent homestand that spans San Antonio and Amarillo. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Jumping on the first pitch, but a breaking ball at 85. And it's 0-1. Biggers finished June with a .326 average in over 23 games with Frisco. 0-1. In the air to left field, dropping quickly. McKenna makes the catch. A line drive is how Biggers is retired for the first time tonight. That one almost found the grass. But Corpus Christi finally with an answer about Jack's Biggers. A one-out single from Miguel Aparicio is left stranded. Frisco heading to the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll see who it is on the mound. That bullpen door opens up. Rough Riders with Matt Wiven is coming into the ballgame. We'll tell you his story next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328.
InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Matt Wimenis, the right-hander, out getting loose for Frisco as we're back for the bottom of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett with you, and Frisco out in front, 2-0. Tim Brennan's start comes to a close after four innings of work tonight. He was starting to get up there with pitches, almost through 30. In the fourth inning, a lot of long at-bats would start out in good spots. Four-pitch walk to Joe Perez did not help, but Quincy Hamilton on the 10th pitch grounding into a double play. First pitch from Wimenis, and his night begins with a first pitch miss high and into McKenna. One ball, no strikes. Corpus Christi with 6-7-8 due up in the bottom of the fifth. And Wivenis with just one appearance for Frisco. His 1-0. High drive out to left center field. That one's way back, and that ball's gone. Wow. Well, we'll be ready for that the rest of the week. McKenna with just his second home run. But that one a no-doubter.
Designated hitter, number 15.
And the Hooks have life. Tim Brennan with four innings behind him. He departed with three hits, two walks given up, and one strikeout, but no runs allowed. Here's Greg Kessinger. First pitch to him. High and outside. One ball, no strikes. Brennan departed with 78 pitches, 65 of them strikes. Next toss. Missing high and in. One ball, one strike. Starting to pick up some wind in Corpus Christi. We are right on the trim of the Gulf of Mexico. Matt Wivenis new into the ballgame. 2-0. Pitch on its way. Well, that just missed. Little low of the zone. The count's now three balls, no strikes. Matt Wivenis missing 2021 on the injured list and was Rule 5 by the Yankees, 3-0. High drive up the third baseline, deep into the corner. If it's fair, it's gone, and it's off the foul pole. Back-to-back solo shots to begin the bottom of the fifth. Still nobody out as McKenna and Kessinger go back-to-back. That's the 12th homer of the year for Kessinger. Hooking into the corner, and he rung it off the foul pole. Shortstop Shea Whitcomb's due up now. Righty-righty matchup in the first pitch. Drops in there. No ball is in a strike. Wivenis made 13 outings, two starts in the AZL. He went 1-0 with a 3.78 earned run average over 16 and two-thirds. And the 0-1's a tapper. Knocked foul by Whitcomb, and it's no balls, two strikes now. Rough Riders with work to be done offensively as Corpus Christi now out hitting the Riders 5-4. Wivenis coming set from the right side. The 0-2. attempt, a foul at the plate as Whitcomb just stays alive. No balls, two strikes on the shortstop. Second at bat tonight. He grounded out the left side of the infield in the third inning. Part of it back in the third. Six of those pitches were strikes. Wimenis, the 0-2 pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Whitcomb down on strikes, and there's one gone in the fifth inning. Corpus Christi and Frisco tied at 2-2. Ball game that feels imperative to pick up a win. As we mentioned, that Amarillo currently routing Midland on the road. With the Rock Hounds hosting the Sod Poodles, it's 8-2 Amarillo. And hoping that that score can stay the same. Pair it up with a Rough Riders win. First pitch to C.J. Stubbs, a high bouncing ball back towards his dugout, and it's 0-1. Wibanez, after being selected by the Yankees in Rule 5 in 2020. Texas came in, and really not much of a phone call, just picked up the phone, and it was Wibanez that the Rangers selected from New York. Guy that played baseball in the Independent League for a while. No balls and a strike. Down and away. It skips away from the plate. And it's now 1-1. Loves the Chicago Bears. A guy that finished his college career at Eastern Illinois after two seasons at Kansas State. Those are Jared Gettert's stomping grounds. One out in the bottom of the fifth. 1-1. Bouncing ball left side. Ornelas, the third baseman's got it. Throws to first, and it's in time. And Stubbs retired. Tough start to the inning for Wibanez and the Riders. Six pitches and a pair of solo home runs as Corpus Christi went back-to-back on them.
Center fielder, number 44, Ross Adolph.
Riders had a 2-0 lead in the top of the first inning. Wibanez now working righty-lefty on the top of the order. Ross Adolph standing in from the left side. First pitch to him. Breaking ball off the plate. One ball, no strikes to Adolph, who picked up a base hit on the first pitch in the bottom of the first inning, but was doubled off on the Joe Perez double play. The 1-0. Back to the net. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders with some new additions as they announced that Trevor Haver recently joining Frisco, the native of Chandler, Arizona. One ball, one strike to pitch. And missing down and outside. 2-1. Trevor Haver now joining the outfielder's core. But is, as of right now, the only fourth active outfielder with Aparicio, Stowers, and Strom. Jax Biggers has been doubling, getting a lot of playing time, but in the outfield. But hey, keep that at-bat working. 2-1. Just missing inside. As it scooted Adolph away from the plate. Three balls and a strike to the center fielder. We mentioned Bigger's success as of late. Gives you a nightly value. Three balls and a strike. Called strike two. Pitch that was able to zip back into the zone. Had some late break. Full count. Three balls, two strikes with two outs as the left-hander Josh Smith getting loose for Frisco. Wibanez working in the fifth. Break even. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him as Adolph pulled out the sword. And Matt Wibanez with a pair of strikeouts in the fifth inning despite the two solo home runs. Corpus Christi doing damage on the Riders in the fifth. And we're all tied up 2-2. Let's start the sixth inning when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, delightful.
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to start out the sixth inning from Whataburger Field, and we're all tied up. 2-2. Pair of solo homers for the Hooks in the bottom of the fifth. Blaine Krim standing in. 0-1 starts to go, and Mike Carroll says that he went around quickly. No balls, two strikes. It's still the right-hander, Jaden Murray. He's been really good tonight, and got to credit him for bouncing back after the first one. Frisco got him for two early runs. He's only allowed three base runners since. 0-2 to Krim. Off the plate. One ball, two strikes. Corpus Christi answering the 2-0 deficit with a pair of solo home runs in the bottom of the fifth. Outside. Counts evened up to Krim, two balls, two strikes. Krim, Foscue, Acuna due up for Frisco in the sixth inning. Just two hits since the first inning. Murray ready for the break even. Off the plate. Three balls, two strikes, as he had Krim 0-2, but now three consecutive misses off the plate. And Krim in business. Righty-righty matchup with Murray on the mound. Takes a big breath. Now rocks home the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Fifth strikeout of the night for Jaden Murray. And Frisco now has the second baseman, Justin Foscue, coming to the plate with the bases clear and one gone. Lights are on at Whataburger Field. A lot of cloud coverage over top. Righty-righty, the pitch home. Lands into the zone. No balls and a strike. Foscue tonight, 1-for-2. He had an RBI single back in the first inning. It's been tough sledding hitters beneath him, though. The 0-1. Opposite way, and it falls into right field for a base hit. Foscue now 2-for-3 tonight with a pair of singles and a one-out base hit. Luis Angel Acuna is next. Foscue an RBI hit in the first, and now a base hit with one gone in the sixth inning. And that might do it. Might do it for Jaden Murray as Gregorio Petit making the strides out. Nobody in for Corpus Christi yet, as Petit, couple claps of the hands, and will take the ball from the right-hander, Jaden Murray. 5 1/3 with five strikeouts tonight. He departs, giving up a Foscue base hit, and that'll do it for the right-hander in his Whataburger Field debut since coming over from Tampa Bay. We'll step aside for a pitching change as the Hooks bullpen door opening up, and they're digging into the bullpen. Inning 2-2, and Frisco with the go-ahead run at first base and only one out on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field. Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run. Let's ride.
Mm-hmm.
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big in Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jonathan Sprinkle, the right-hander, new into the ballgame. We're set to pick up action in the top of the fifth. First pitch from Sprinkle, missing inside to Luis Angel Acuna, and it's one ball and no strikes. Frisco and Corpus Christi all knotted up at two runs apiece. Justin, the 1-0 off the plate. Two balls, no strikes from Sprinkle. The right-hander Murray throwing 74 pitches, 47 of them strikes, but five punch-outs, two walks, and two runs allowed as of now. Foscue at first base. 2-0 to Acuna. Inside on a fastball that Acuna had to react quickly enough to get out of the way, and he was able to. Three balls, no strikes to the leadoff man Acuna, that Sprinkle facing fresh out of the pen. Foscue at first base. Now the 3-0. A take all the way from Acuna on a pitch that was pretty low and found the zone. It's 3-1. Acuna was often cruising to first base. Three balls and a strike with one gone. Pitch from Sprinkle. Down and outside for ball four. Back-to-back hitters reaching for Frisco after the Foscue single. And that ended action for Jaden Murray. Now Acuna on Sprinkle as his first batter faced. And walked on five pitches. Left fielder Kellen Strom in good action now with one out in the top of the sixth. He's got Foscue at second and Acuna at first. Sprinkle checking second. Now the first pitch. Breaking ball that drops into the zone. No balls and a strike to Strom, who had a fly out to center in his first at-bat. And then was a strikeout victim against Murray. Sprinkle the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strom saw a breaking ball down and away. It went for it. Now it's 0-2. Riders tied with Corpus Christi 2-2 on Tuesday night. Both teams with five hits. Two runs for Frisco in the top of the first. Two for Corpus Christi in the bottom of the fifth. It's been seesaw action. The 0-2. Chopper right side. First baseman Stubbs has it. Gloves it and is able to tag out Strom. No, he just goes to the bag on a weak chopper up the middle. Both runners advance. Two gone now for the catcher, David Garcia. Foscue to third, Acuna to second. And there's two
catcher
outs.
Number 13, David Garcia.
Righty-lefty to the switch hitter, Garcia, who had a hard drive out to right back in the fourth. First pitch to him. Breaking ball, just missing outside. A little low. One ball, no strikes. Bottom of the order is certainly due for Frisco, and it'd be huge with Strom, Garcia, Stowers currently yet to get aboard in this ballgame. 1-0. Garcia pops one high in the air to shallow left center. McKenna from left ranging over and gets the glove up and makes a catch. Frisco with a one-out single and a one-out walk to put two aboard, but they go down in order, and Jonathan Sprinkle comes in and shuts it down for Jaden Murray. Rough Riders scoreless in the top of the sixth inning, despite a base hit and two runners left aboard. But again, no runs. 2-2 and the Hooks due up for the bottom of the sixth inning. Next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all new. We like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Two to two tie ball game as we're back to start the bottom of the sixth inning. Chris Jared with you from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. Riders with a new pitcher out on the mound, and it's the left-hander Josh Smith facing 2-3-4. Joe Perez standing in the first pitch. It's a fastball at 91 that catches the zone. No balls and a strike to Perez, the third baseman tonight. Grounded into a double play back in the first and a walk in the fourth. Josh Smith, 3-1 on the season. Pitch home, fouled back to the net. Swinging foul ball from Perez as he got a piece of it. Quickly 0-2. For Smith, started the year in Hickory in six games, but he's now spent a majority of the time, or at least he's seen an increased workload with Frisco. This is his 17th appearance since joining the Riders before the All-Star break. 11 strikeouts, 10 walks for him in 19 and two-thirds innings. Nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. And Smith to Perez, the 0-2. High and outside. 91 miles an hour, and it's 1-2. From facing his first batter of the night. Fifth appearance in the month of August. Pitch home. High and outside. It went all the way to the backstop. Counts now even at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Smith had a pair of appearances against Amarillo in 2 as well against San Antonio. The longest was an inning and a third, but no earned runs. Only 1 strikeout, though. 2-2 upstairs. It's been misses on the glove side for the right-hander, I should say left-hander Josh Smith. Missing glove side. Perez, Hamilton, Wagner, 2-3-4 due up for Corpus Christi in the sixth. 3-2. Tapped back to the net. Perez staying alive. Count still full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Frisco had Matt Wimenez come in for the fifth inning. He gave up 2 runs on 2 hits. No walks. Picked up 2 strikeouts. But a pair of solo homers. Back to back. After that, Wimenez was clean. 3-2. Tapper again foul at the plate. As Perez seeing a fastball high and outside from him, he's been chasing it. Weak contact, though. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes on the third pitcher of the night for Frisco. Still the bullpen very active. Guys getting loose. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Smith comes into the ball game and strikes out Joe Perez, and there's one gone in the sixth. Frisco pitching its back-to-back strikeouts. That's how Matt Wivenis ended his night. Struck out Ross Adolph to end his inning.
Right fielder, number 41, Quincy Hamilton.
Quincy Hamilton, the batter now. Riders all tied up with Corpus Christi after the Riders score the first two. Hook scoring two of their own in the bottom of the fifth. Just about everybody in the infield going for the rosin bag as it is humid at Whataburger Field. Lefty-lefty matchup. And Smith's first pitch home. It just misses inside. One ball, no strikes. Quincy tonight, 1-for-2. He had a base hit in the first and a double play that he bounded into in the fourth on a hard ground ball to Blaine Krim at first. 3-6 double play. The 1-0. High drive foul. Boy, he swatted that one. But it wasn't even close to the first baseline. Counts evened up. 1-1. Smith joined Frisco's pitching staff back on June 15th. That was his Riders debut and his double-A debut coming straight up from Hickory, down east. 1-1. Hard drive up the middle. Acuna on a couple hops has it. Throws to first and it's in time. Boy, Hamilton tagged that one on a couple hops off the dirt up the middle. And Acuna, the shortstop, in a great spot to field it. Second baseman Will Wagner now. The ball was tagged. Wagner 1-for-2 tonight. Flew out to left field in the second and a double in the fourth inning. Pitch to him. High and inside. It worked him away from the plate. Fastball up and in makes it 1-0. Smith with two batters faced. He's got a strikeout on what was an 8-pitch at bat and then a ground out from Hamilton hard up the middle. Like to see the digits on that one. The 1-0 pitch, lifted foul left side. Wagner now sitting even, 1-1. Rough Riders in the seventh have 8-9-1. For Frisco, 5-8 with no hits. It's Miguel a walk and a base hit for Aparicio in the ninth spot. 1-1, swing and a miss from Wagner. And the count's now 1-2. But it's really been collectively. I mean, the last six inning is the most offense that the Riders have generated. They had back-to-back base runners reach. Base hit from Foscue. Acuna walked, but no runs. 1-2. Down and scooped out of the dirt. Blocked by Garcia behind the dish. Counts evened up at 2-2. Riders and Hooks were motoring through four, maybe five innings. This one started at 6:38. 6:39, should say. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Big go for Josh Smith out of the bullpen as he sits down. All three batters faced and picks himself up a pair of strikeouts. No runs, no hits, and nobody left aboard for Corpus Christi. We go to the seventh in what's been a good ball game. 2-2 our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring Allen Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Vista Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The left-hander Josh Smith with a 1-2-3 inning. And Frisco now back to the plate to start out the seventh. Chris Jarrett with you solo from Corpus Christi, Texas. The Riders and Hooks beginning a six-game series tonight. Riders scored two early in the top of the first inning. And then Corpus Christi with two more runs in the bottom of the fifth. 2-2 our score. Strong starting pitching go for both teams. Jaden Murray went 5 1/3 for Corpus Christi, and he departed after a Justin Foscue base hit. Then Jonathan Sprinkle took over for him. Here's Sprinkle to begin the seventh. First pitch to Josh Stowers. And it slides and makes its way outside of the zone high, 1-0. Acuna walked, but Strom a ground out. Garcia flying out to left with two on and only one out. The 1-0 pitch. Tipped into the glove. Counts evened up. One ball and one strike to Stowers, the center fielder 0 for 2 tonight. He put one in play back in the second. A strikeout victim on Murray in the fifth. Ready, ready matchup for him in the 1-1. Inside, and it scoots Stowers away. Two balls and a strike. Frisco tonight, starting that six-game series. 2-1 pitch. Inside. Now 3-1 to Stowers, a guy with a lot of speed. You'd love to get aboard. Leads Frisco with 18 swipe bags. He's been caught just twice this year. Sprinkle, the 3-1 pitch home. Lost him inside in a breaking ball, ball four. Pitch high and tight on Stowers, and he threw the hands up. And a leadoff walk.
Number two, Miguel Aparicio.
Here's a guy they haven't been able to get out yet. It's a designated hitter, Miguel Aparicio. Righty-lefty in the infield for Corpus Christi adjusting. He's got a lot of power if he can get a hold of one early. Sprinkle from the right to pitch home. Shows bunt, pulls it back, and it misses 1-0. The catcher Salazar was up serving Stowers at first base. Now the Hooks infield a little suspicious at what the Riders might try and do. With the top of the order looming, Jonathan Ornelas awaiting on deck. He's 0 for 2. Walked and scored, though, in the first. Stowers dancing at first, the throw over, and he's in time. Frisco beginning one of their final three road trips tonight. From here, they'll head home to take on Wichita next week. And then to Amarillo, the 1-0. Shows bunt. Aparicio pulls it foul up the first baseline. Counts now 1-1. So the Riders might try and continue to get this bunt down with Stowers at first base. Sprinkle going to be very watchful of Stowers at first. Counts evened up at 1-1 on a humid night, South Texas. Sprinkle the break even. It catches the zone on a good pitch. Now 1-2. Frisco after the Wichita series at home. They'll go on the road. We mentioned to take on Amarillo. Sound Poodles could be an entirely different place in that time of the season. Just giving a look at the standings. Pitch home. Called strike three. Aparicio trying to drop a bunt down and couldn't see a couple of those pitches. And there it goes down watching. First strikeout for Jonathan Sprinkle. Still Stowers at first base. And here is Jonathan Ornelas.
Third baseman.
Amarillo six games out of first. Frisco really banged him around a bit at Riders Field 2 weeks ago. First pitch to Ornelas, down and away. One ball, no strikes. One gone in the top of the seventh. The Riders with the go-ahead run at first base and have showed signs to prioritize that. Aparicio couldn't get a bunt down. Ornelas now ready for the 1-0. Throw to first, and Stowers got back to the bag on a throw that goes all the way to the padded wall. The first baseman Stubbs couldn't get his glove on it. And Stowers to second. Boy, that makes it easy. First error of the ball game, and now Ornelas looking at an RBI chance. Call it an E1 to get Stowers to second base. That's the first true mistake we've seen tonight by either club. Ornelas looking for that first hit. And Stowers with his speed, it could bring him in. Counts 1-0. Sprinkle checking second, staring. And now the pitch home. Breaking ball inside. It almost hit Ornelas. He worked his way out from the right side. Two balls, no strikes. We mentioned Amarillo falling at Riders Field in 5 of 6. And they've fallen in 6 of their last 10. The 2-0. Missing low. 3 balls, no strikes. But a lot of baseball left to be played. Amarillo is going to have a little bit of a home-heavy stretch to end the month of August and begin September. Corpus Christi with bullpen action. Michael Horrell getting loose. Right-hander. 3-0. Inside ball 4. They lost Ornelas. And there's 2 on with 1 out for Frisco in the top of the 7th on a pair of walks from Jonathan Sprinkle. See how long it's the right-hander Sprinkle out of the mound with Horrell getting loose. Horrell at 6'3", 210. 30th rounder out of Campbell in 2019. In mound as Jax Biggers is set to rock from the left side. Quite frankly, don't want anyone else, or at least to say a really good bat for Frisco to have. You trust a lot of these hitters offensively, so you got to be careful how you say that one. But Biggers lately has been playing really well, especially at the plate. As we mentioned earlier tonight, a great stretch in his last 9. He's got 2 on and 1 out, righty-lefty, and Sprinkle checking Stowers at second. First pitch, inside, it misses on Biggers.
Right fielder number 19, Jax Biggers.
1 ball, no strikes. It's now 5 consecutive misses of the zone for the right-hander Sprinkle, who walked the leadoff hitter Stowers. 1-0 pitch, fastball misses low. 2 balls, no strikes. We've seen Biggers hop on fastballs and pull them out to right field. That one a little too low, though, and knew it really as soon as it was out of the hands of Sprinkle. 2 on and 1 out, the pitch. That's a strike. Biggers sees one find the zone, and now he's in business, 2-1. Stowers at second. He advanced to second on a throwing error by Jonathan Sprinkle. Got Miguel Aparicio to go down watching. 2-1 pitch. Cranked up the first baseline and fair and rolling into the corner. Stowers rounding third, looks to score. Biggers motoring to second. Ornelas coming around as well. Biggers to third and gets the stop sign there with a 2-run triple. Finally, Hamilton was able to dig it out and relay it back in on a ball that was tight roping the first baseline. And Gregorio Petit not happy with the call up the line. He's letting Mike Carroll know about it as Sprinkle giving up the 2-run triple to Jax Biggers and Frisco taking the lead. And it looks like Corpus Christi going to be making a change for Knight. And it's a home run shy of the cycle. Jonathan Sprinkle checking out of the ballgame, and it looks like Michael Horrell coming in for Corpus Christi, so we'll step aside. 4-2 Rough Riders out in front as the walks come around to bite Jonathan Sprinkle and pulled from the ballgame. Back after a pitching change on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back after a pitching change from Whataburger Field, Jax Biggers with a two-run triple. And the Riders retake the lead. Blaine Krim standing at the plate. And he faces the new pitcher, Michael Horrell, out of the mound at 6'3", 210. No balls and a strike to Krim. Tapped foul. And a slow roller that goes towards the Rough Riders on-deck circle. It's 0-2. Jax Biggers with a two-run triple on a ball that felt like for an eternity was stuck in the right field corner. And Quincy Hamilton finally able to relay it out. 0-2 pitch. Down and blocked by Salazar behind the plate. One ball, two strikes to Krim. And the cleanup hitter Justin Foscue on deck. Stowers had walked to begin the inning before Aparicio went down watching. He was trying to bunt Stowers to second. 1-2 pitch home to Krim. Drive in the air out to shallow right. Hamilton was staying back on it, now running in. Bigger is tagging from third and now stopping and gets back to third quickly. Not sure if he had intentions of coming into score, just wanted to test to see if Hamilton would sail one or not. And the right fielder got it back in quickly. Not a sac fly for Blaine Krim. There's two outs. Bigger's at third.
Second baseman
after picking up the two-run triple with one out in the seventh. Horrell with the fly out to Krim, and now here's Justin Foscue. First pitch to him. That finds his zone, a little low, 0-1. That low part of the zone has been a red spot tonight. Two outs in the top of the seventh. Riders with two in the inning. The 0-1 off the handle of the bat of Foscue. Popped off the net behind home plate, and it's 0-2. So would love to get Biggers in, but if you don't, you break a low-scoring tie ball game at two runs apiece with tonight, make it 4-2. That's how this ball game has gone so far. Frisco would put it in their bullpen's hands to bring it home. 0-2, just low. That one brought up from the basement almost, and it's now 1-2 to Foscue. He had an RBI single in the first inning and a chance to do it again here in the seventh. It's 4-2 Rough Riders, two outs. Biggers at third, and now the 1-2 pitch. Down and blocked by Salazar. And Biggers at third base, chomping at the bit to try and come in to score. A 4-2 lead as Frisco now out-hitting Corpus Christi 6-5. Jax Biggers carrying the Riders the distance with a double and a triple tonight. He's got a single as well. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Breaking ball just missed the zone. Boy, that one just higher than the belt. And Gregorio Petit not happy, barking from the home dugout. Count's now full. Biggers at third, 3-2. Pitch on its way. Chopper third base side and foul by a foot. We'll do the payoff over again. Jax Biggers with his second triple of the season, and they've each come this month. Biggers had a triple against Amarillo on a 2-for-3 night with two RBI. It extended his average to a 281. It's now up to a 287. Biggers in the month of August is hitting 367. In July, his average was a 215 as it was fluttering around 280, 290. 3-2 pitch, skied in the air, shallow right field. A long run out for Wagner, but he's called off by Hamilton, who makes the catch. Two-run score on a two-run triple for Jax Biggers, and the Riders back out in front in the seventh. Stretch time from Whataburger Field. Back for the home half of the seventh inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the commuting accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the seventh inning starting now at the Riders out in front. 4-2 our score. Chris Jarrett with you in the seventh. First pitch from high and in. And it's 1-0. Rough Riders with two in the top of the seventh inning. Josh Smith had a good sixth. He sat him down in order. And the first pitch is skied in the air out to right field. That one's way back and gone. Wow. Boy, this team bangs the baseball. Corpus Christi behind three solo shots. They trail by a run. It's 4-3. Salazar was 0-for-2 on a pair of fly balls to the outfield. And that one was absolutely torched. Righty-lefty, here is Alex McKenna. First pitch to him. Off the plate. 1-0. McKenna had the first, and it was on the second pitch from Matt Wivenis back in the fifth inning. That, at the time, made it a 2-1 ball game. The 1-0. Finds a strike zone. Smith working away to McKenna, the right-handed hitter. Finds the arm side slot. It's 1-1. Six hits apiece. The only difference is a run. Riders in front, 4-3. One ball, one strike. That missing down and in. Counts now 2-1. Frisco has had success in the later innings from their bullpen as of late. 2-1. That missing down and away. Three balls and a strike. It was the offense that it felt like had been lacking in the San Antonio series, especially down the stretch, with the Riders falling in 4-6 to the Missions at home. 3-1 pitch. That finds a strike zone. Counts now full. Three balls, two strikes. Lefty-righty matchup for Smith to McKenna. Nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch home. Called strike three. McKenna goes down watching, and Garcia can throw it around. Third strikeout for Josh Smith, and that's his first backwards K. He's been mixing it well from the left side. Greg Kessinger, the designated hitter, now coming to the plate. Frisco determined to try and bring an end to a two-game skid. Corpus Christi can say the same. They've lost their last four. Lefty-righty. First pitch to Greg Kessinger, missing low. And it's one ball, no strikes. Kessinger had the second solo shot when Corpus Christi went back-to-back in the fifth inning. That tied the game. One ball, no strikes. Catches the zone. And it's now 1-1. Frisco was able to respond. After two walks began the top of the seventh inning, Jax Biggers roped a two-run triple up the first baseline, and it rolled all the way to the corner. Pitch home. In the air to right field. Biggers got a late jump on it, and it falls for a base hit. Well, that one froze the right fielder for a hot second, and it landed just in front of him. Second hit of the inning allowed by Smith. And the shortstop, Shea Whitcomb, is due up next. Jared Gettert now out from the home bullpen, calling for time from Mike Carroll, our crew chief. And Frisco making themselves a pitching change. We've got another mid-inning pitching change from Frisco, Texas. From Corpus Christi, Texas. So we'll go ahead and step aside. Riders reaching into the bullpen, and that'll do it for Josh Smith. 4-3, Frisco hanging on in the bottom of the seventh, and Joe Corbett making his way in. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
With one out in the bottom of the seventh, the Rough Riders making a pitching change. Here's Joe Corbett. He throws over to first. Shea Whitcomb set to begin his at-bat. The shortstop's 0 for 2 tonight. Corbett inheriting Greg Kessinger at first base. as Josh Smith departed with a one out, base hit out to right field. Ready for Corbett to pitch home. That missing low. One ball, no strikes. Joe Corbett set to make his 16th appearance for Frisco. 2-1 record with a 3.78 earned run average. 14 strikeouts for him in 16 two-thirds innings of work. Pitch home. Swing and a miss as Whitcomb was fooled on an offer down by Corbett. Started to go around and the count's evened up at one ball, one strike. We mentioned that Frisco going to Amarillo after they take on Wichita for six at Riders Field next week. It's the area where Joe Corbett played his college ball. 1-1. Popped in the air high to right center. Biggers on the move. He meets Stowers in the alley. And it's Biggers to make the catch. Whitcomb now 0 for 3 as he flies out to right field. Kessinger goes back to first base. And there's two gone. First baseman C.J. Stubbs now due to the plate. Asked Joe Corbett if he was excited to go back to Amarillo. When Corbett joined Frisco, it was a week after, literally when the Riders returned from Amarillo. And Corbett playing his college ball at West Texas A&M, which is maybe 5 miles south. First pitch to Stubbs. Off the plate, Garcia throws to first. Krim with the back pick, and Kessinger slides back in safely. Kessinger had more than a secondary lead. Looked like he had a fake jump for second to try and rattle Corbett, and Garcia with a fire of a back pick to first base, and Kessinger just beat it. One ball, no strikes. Corbett comes home, high and outside. Counts 2-0 to the first baseman, Stubbs, that entering this at-bat had seen just a total of 4 pitches. In his 2 trips to the plate, grounded out to short and grounded out to third in each of them. Now the 2-0. That misses low. 3 balls, no strikes, with the top of the order on deck and Ross Adolph. And so as Corbett said, you excited to go back to Amarillo? And with bright, full eyes said, yes. Got coaches and fans, 3-0. Called ball 4. Pitch that missed a little high and in on an offer from Corbett. And a 2-out walk has Kessinger at second and Stubbs at first aboard for the first time tonight. Tying run in scoring position for Corpus Christi at second and the go-ahead run at first. And the top of the order now at the plate. Center fielder Ross Adolph, we mentioned, is 1 for 3. He had a base hit on a weak chopper in the first inning. It pulled Tim Brennan off the mound. Couldn't make a play. And Jonathan Ornelas, the third baseman, came in and just cut it off. No throw. And then a pair of strikeout for him in his last 2 at-bat. Time called at the plate. And a pitch clock violation by Corbett. So the at-bat starts. 1 ball, no strikes to Adolph. Kessinger at second, Stubbs at first. A righty-lefty at-bat. First pitch. Missing off the plate. 1 ball. Now it's 2 balls, no strikes after the pitch clock violation from Corbett. 2 on, 2 out. Riders getting out hit 7-6, but they're in front 4-3. Pitch home. Outside. 3 balls, no strikes, and the Riders need a final out in the 7th. But threatening to load the bases on a 3 ball, no strike count to Ross Adolph. There's a strike dumped in as Corbett gave a fake look to Kessinger at second as he came set, kicked and threw home. Counts now 3-1. Righty-lefty. And the 3-1. Popped behind the plate. Foul, 3-2. It'd be huge if Corbett can wiggle out of this at-bat on a full count with 2 outs and 2 aboard in a 4-3 lead. And the right-hander capable of it, a long look in. Gets a sign from Garcia. And now comes to a stretch. 3-2. Tipped into the glove, strike 3. Joe Corbett comes in and picks up a strikeout to end the threat in the seventh, and two runners left stranded on base. What a big strikeout for Corbett and the Riders in the seventh inning. And Corpus Christi only getting the run on a leadoff solo shot from Cesar Salazar. That'll do it in the seventh. We roll on into the eighth inning. It's been a good ball game tonight, but the Riders trying to hang on and pick up the win as they're out in front 4-3. Eighth inning starting next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Hey, fans. Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders general manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Michael Horrell, the right-hander, back in for Corpus Christi. Already an even count to Luis Angel Acuña. And the 1-1 skied in the air out to deep left field. McKenna going back. He's at the track. Leaps. It's out of here. Leadoff solo shot for Luis Angel Acuña. His second double-A bomb. Riders stretch the lead in the top of the eighth. It's 5-3 Frisco. Acuña tags one to left field, and that's a big run back for the Rough Riders. That was a shot from Acuña. And what a start to the inning. McKenna tried to jump it early and make a catch, but that one was a good 10 feet over the wall as Kellen Strom shows a bunt, pulls it back. It drops into the zone. At bat starts 0-1 to the left fielder. Horrell set, comes home. Breaking ball in the air out to right field. Hamilton underneath. Coming in and makes the catch. First hit of the night for Acuña. You will take that. Solo shot makes it a 5-3 ball game, and Kellen Strom the first victim in the top of the eighth. Riders had two runs in on one hit, a two-run triple from Jax Biggers in the seventh. First pitch to David Garcia, missing down and in ball one. Garcia now just one of two Riders yet to reach tonight after he flew out back in the sixth inning, a flyout to left field. Horrell sitting 2-0 as the pitch missed to Garcia outside. Now the pitch home. In the air, straight to center with Adolf charging in and makes the catch. Ross Adolf hustles it down, a 2-0 line drive. Garcia's been on top of some swings at the plate. He flew out to left field back in the sixth inning. A one-pitch fly out to deep right on the track, and Hamilton made the catch. That was back in the fourth. Righty-righty, Josh Stover misses off the plate. One ball, no strikes. Horrell already coming home. The pitch is lifted high in the air up the first baseline. Hamilton coming in, but it stubs deep down the line, and the first baseman over his shoulder makes the catch, and that'll do it. After the solo shot, Just 7 pitches used by Horrell, but Luis Angel Acuña with his second AA home run, and it's a big one. 5-3 Frisco. They lead it as we go to the bottom of the 8th inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Lil Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get 4 tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your 4 seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders stretching their lead on a solo shot from Luis Angel Acuña in the top of the inning. 5-3 Rough Riders as we start the bottom of the 8th. Big thanks to you for queuing up Rough Riders Baseball on this Tuesday night. Happy to be in South Texas. Whataburger Field for the first time this season. And Tristan Polly, the left-hander, into the ballgame. Rough Riders lead it 5-3. And now some confusion as Jared Gettert believing that it was Joe Perez to step out. Can't already call a pitch clock violation on Tristan Polly. The inning hardly started. Josh Smith was tagged with a pitch clock violation with 2 outs in the recent inning. That was Joe Corbett, rather. Wayne Gettert not happy about it, thinking that the pitch clock has to get on the same page with the hitters down on the field. And they do give Polly a pitch clock violation. Lefty-righty to Perez, and a one ball, no strike count to the at-bat. We're off and running in the bottom of the 8th. First pitch from Polly. That finds the strike zone. A sinking fastball from him. And it's 1-1. Tristan Polly set to face the heart of the order for Corpus Christi. 2-3-4 due up. Lefty-righty, Leo 1. Down and inside. That was the 1-1. And it missed by the toes of Perez. 2 balls and a strike. Third baseman's had a tough night. He did walk in the fourth inning, but a 5-4-3 double play after a leadoff single in the bottom of the first. Polly, the 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball creeping back in on the outer edge of the plate. And Perez slapped it out of the zone on a foul ball. It's 2-2. Frisco looking to snap a 2-game skid. San Antonio taking Saturday and Sunday against the Riders at Riders Field to end last season. Polly lefty-righty. The 2-2 off the plate. Breaking ball that ran away from him. And it's now 3-2. It is a very humid night in Corpus Christi, Texas. We started the ball game with 74% humidity. And time called. Perez stepping out. So an 87-degree ball game felt like a 99-degree temp. It does feel a little cooler, but again, just really balmy. Fortunately, a breeze that's been kicking the ball field all day. 3-2. Inside, he lost him for ball 4. Pitch that scooted Perez away from the right side of the plate. And the third baseman, second time walking tonight. Leadoff man aboard. The tying run coming to the plate in the right fielder, Quincy Hamilton.
Right fielder.
1-for-3 night.
Quincy Hamilton.
Tristan Polly reactivated on the Frisco lineup earlier before tonight's ball game from AAA Round Rock. The native of Indianapolis, Indiana. A sycamore of Indiana State. Lefty-lefty, the first pitch. Hamilton skies it foul behind home plate. Over the net, and it's 0-1. The tale of the night for Corpus Christi offensively has been failing to convert with base runners, but then hand-in-hand with that has been the solo home runs. Lefty-lefty to Hamilton, and Polly comes home. Fastball outside. One ball, one strike. The 5-6-7 hitters responsible for all three runs for Corpus Christi and all three solo homers. Polly staring at first base, and the one ball, one strike pitch is laced up the first baseline, tailing towards the corner, and foul. Polly in front now, 1-2. Alex McKenna, the left fielder, and Greg Kessinger, the Hooks DH, 6-7 hitters. They began the fifth inning with back-to-back solo shots. Right-hander Matt Wivenis, he was the first to relieve Tim Brennan. Polly, the 1-2. Tapper off home plate. I don't know how Hamilton got a piece of that. Was stretching way out over home plate from the left side. Poked his bat out. Just got a piece of it. So he stays alive, 1-2. He's a good bat. We mentioned earlier tonight out of Wright State. Top five rounder by Houston was 2021's Horizon League Player of the Year. 1-2 will wait. Polly throws to first. And Perez back standing. Counts 1-2 with nobody out in the bottom of the eighth. Riders in front by a pair of runs, but each team with seven hits in tonight's game. The 1-2. Poked in the air. This might stay playable. Third baseman Ornelas ranging over and next to the cut of grass makes a catch. That's a big first out. And Quincy Hamilton, the three hitter, is now 1-for-4 tonight. Double play ball in effect. Wow. Second baseman Will Wagner now coming to the plate. He had a harmless double back in the fourth inning as Cesar Salazar behind him flew out to center to end the inning. Lefty-lefty action. And Polly's first pitch. Breaking ball that slides back in and he front-doored him. 0-1. Good pitch to Wagner who went down swinging to end the sixth in his last at-bat. The Riders finding themselves in another tight game. The 0-1 pitch. Strike called on the outer edge. And it's now 0-2 to Wagner. Two really good place teeters from Tristan Polly. Working Wagner inside and outside. Doors wide open on an 0-2 count with a runner at first. Throws to the bag and Krim snatches it into his glove. Polly does not have a lazy toss over to first base. He whips it. Frisco dropping 4-of-6 last week to San Antonio. You combine the run differential in those losses, you get 7 runs. The 0-2 off the plate. Wagner not chasing a breaking ball outside, and it's now 1-2. Frisco in those losses to San Antonio started in the Tuesday opener when Frisco fell 6-5. The biggest loss. Pitch home. Off the plate. Counts now evened at 2-2. A two-run loss happened twice. Once on Thursday, 5-3, and then on Sunday, 7-5. In each of those games, the Riders had the tying run aboard, or at least as a possibility in the ninth. 2-2. Missed off the plate. 3-2 after Polly started him 0-2. Wagner has battled back. Stands at the plate as a tying run with one out in the bottom of the eighth. Perez at first. Lefty-lefty. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. Wagner threw the hands but tried to hold up his swing. He couldn't. And a huge first strikeout for Tristan Polly. That's big time. Now it's the catcher, Cesar Salazar, that went deep in his last at-bat. And that was off left-hander Josh Smith. Joe Corbett came in and polished up the seventh inning as he inherited two runners. First pitch, Salazar holds his swing up on a bouncing ball in front of home plate. Perez remaining at first, and it's 1-0. Rough Riders using four arms out of the pen from Matt Wivenis, Josh Smith, Joe Corbett, and now Tristan Polly. This can end in a Frisco win. That would be huge for the bullpen rest of the week. 1-0. Swing and a miss on a beauty of an off-speed from Polly. And it's 1-1. 78 miles an hour from the left-hander. And a take and strike two by Salazar on a tempting offer over the plate. It's now 1-2. Frisco would love to take a 5-3 lead to the ninth. Chance to stretch a two-run lead, get some runs of support. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Polly's pitch down and blocked by Garcia behind the plate. And Salazar lives to see another pitch. Counts evened up at 2-2. We'll get you scores around the Texas League in the ninth as Midland at home fighting back. The 2-2 runner goes outside. Garcia throws down to second. The tag, not in time. A bouncing throw from Garcia. And Perez was just able to sneak in. Still a good tag by Acuna. But now the count's full. Tristan Polly working on Cesar Salazar. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch home. Off the plate, ball four. Left fielder Alex McKenna now due up. Second walk of the inning given up by Polly. The second out of the frame was a strikeout, and that was a big out. Riders do have action in the bullpen.
Alex McKenna.
As Alex McKenna, who's already homered tonight, coming to the plate. Polly a long look down the chute, and McKenna will step out from the right side. Pitch clock resets, two on, two out in the bottom of the eighth. Could be a standstill spot in tonight's game. Polly checking second, and his first pitch. Slider swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Good breaking pitch from Polly. And a great start to the at-bat on McKenna, who's reached twice tonight. A walk in the second. Homer in the fifth. And then went down watching in the seventh. Off the plate. Counts evened up. 1-1. Perez at second. Salazar at first. Sandwiched in between the two. Quincy Hamilton popping out. And Will Wagner going down swinging. No one currently throwing for Frisco. This is Polly's eighth inning. The 1-1. Down and blocked by Garcia behind the plate. McKenna now in front, 2-1. Rough Riders generating offense in the recent innings. In the sixth, they had a one-out base hit from Foscue and Acuna walked, but couldn't do anything of it. But two runs in the seventh and a run in the eighth on the Acuna homer. 2-1. Tapper foul at the plate as Garcia got the glove out, and that ball actually kicked off the dirt and found the hand of David Garcia that wasn't doing anything, tucked behind his back, at least right on his leg. The throwing hand of Garcia, he's good though. Back ready, and Polly in his glove for the 2-2 pitch. Here it is. Hard ground ball up the middle, and Foscue flips to Acuna for the final out. Boy, it toppled Polly off the hill on a ball that he was trying to avoid, and a big dodge by the left-hander who takes a big breath on his way back to the Riders' dugout. Frisco able to wiggle out of it again, leaving two men stranded in the eighth, just the same way they did it in the seventh. We go to the ninth from Whataburger Field, a 5-3 Riders lead looking to hang on Tuesday night. Back for the ninth inning next.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yohansi Torres, new into the ballgame for Corpus Christi. And the Hooks looking to keep it a 5-3 deficit. Riders out in front on Tuesday night. First pitch from Torres. Finds the strike zone. A little inside on Aparicio, and it's 0-1. Fourth at-bat of the night for the designated hitter Aparicio. Yohansi Torres coming to the plate, and it missing outside. One ball, one strike. Frisco, after the Acuna homer to begin the eighth inning, went down in order. But a solo shot, their first homer of the series. 1-1 pitch outside. Two balls and a strike. Jax Biggers will have an at-bat in this top of the ninth. A home run can give him the cycle. He's going to have to really get a hold of one. There is a short porch out and right. 2-1 pitch. Snaps the glove, but high and outside. Three balls at the top of the order, and Jonathan Ornelas awaiting on deck. Pitch home. Outside, ball four, he lost him. Rough Riders able to work their sixth walk of the night. As Miguel Aparicio aboard for the third time, hitting ninth. He's got a pair of walks himself and a base hit. Here comes Jonathan Ornelas, who's walked twice. Rough Riders leading at 5-3. Both teams with seven hits in Tuesday night's opener. But would love more runs of insurance. Corpus Christi has been plagued with getting guys on base but not being able to come up with a decisive hit and bring them around. In the last couple of innings before McKenna went down, they had two walks, second and first, with two outs. Righty-righty the pitch. Ornelas takes and it misses high. Kept the bat on his shoulder, and it's 1-0. It's been a good night for Ornelas, who entered with a five-game hitting streak. He's been on base twice, no problem, but hitting streak at risk. The 1-0 finds his own. One ball and one strike. Pitchers hitting Ornelas completely differently as he surged out and carried a consistent 300-plus average the entire season. For a while, 310-plus. The 1-1. Just missing high and outside. Two balls and a strike to the third baseman, Ornelas. And so the eye has gotten sharper. More walks coming of it. Aparicio at first and a throw to the bag. He gets back easily. Rough Riders designated hitter tonight. And it looks like Grant Anderson is getting loose. Rough Riders will turn to the right-hander if it would be now a 5-3 ball game, but Frisco a chance to make it more in the ninth. The 2-1. Missing down and away. Torres coming in. He walked Aparicio, and now he's got Ornelas 3-1. Jax Biggers awaiting on deck. Needs a homer for the cycle. Rough Riders history. Three balls and a strike. Runner goes high and in for ball four. And they rattled Torres on the 3-1 pitch. Two aboard and nobody out to begin the ninth inning. And here comes Jax Biggers. Corpus Christi with nobody up in their bullpen.
Right fielder number 19, Jax Biggers.
Salazar will take a trip out to the mound. And so the Rough Riders with two on and nobody out in the top of the ninth inning. Credit Frisco late. This had been the issue for the Rough Riders against San Antonio at home. They had put themselves in winning opportunities, but just trying to find late inning production. And this team can play really well away from Riders Field this year at 30-21. But they've played 500 ball in their last 10, dropping five of them. And a two-game skid. Trying to put it to an end tonight. Jax Biggers shows a bunt, pulls it back on a pitch that just caught the outer edge, and it's 0-1. An RBI double for him in the first, a base hit in the third, and then a two-run triple in the seventh. One swing of the bat could give him the cycle. Showing a bunt, and then time called. Biggers getting a new pitch clock. Perez from third, Stubbs at first, and both tip-toeing towards the grass. It's Biggers again showing a bunt. And the pitch home. Goes for it. The throw to second. Now they've got Aparicio hung out to dry. The throw to third in time. Throw to second. And Ornelas wisely getting to second base. The lead runner, Aparicio, was hung out to dry. And Salazar hosed him on a throw to second base. Boy, Aparicio thought that a bunt would get dropped. And as Biggers reached out to poke for it, he was off and running to third. But the problem was it was in the glove of Salazar. And so Aparicio had to just put his head down and commit to third base. And he was tagged out. So there's the first out of the inning. Now the 0-2. Biggers pokes it in the air. This leaking out to left center field. Long run for Whitcomb. Caught and catch. And just like that, the Riders with two outs after back-to-back walks to begin the inning. Now here's Blaine Krim.
First baseman, number 9, Blaine Krim.
The out on Aparicio went 2-6-5 on the base runner. And then Ornelas able to advance amidst the action. Righty, righty to Krim. First pitch is slapped in the air out to right field. Hamilton jogging back. Now stops in front of the track and makes the catch. Well, a tough way for the Riders to end the top of the ninth inning. No runs come in despite back-to-back leadoff walks. And we go to the bottom of the ninth. 5-3, Rough Riders looking to nail shut a Tuesday night win and bring the losing skid to an end. They call on the right-hander Grant Anderson out of the bullpen. Back after this for the bottom of the ninth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can please count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough
Right-hander Grant Anderson out getting loose for Frisco as the Riders in front 5-3. And they're looking to try and nail shut a Tuesday night win. Chris Jarrett back with you from Corpus Christi, Texas. We're at Whataburger Field for the first time this season. And the Riders started Tuesday strong. Two runs in the top of the first inning. But then it's been late production after Corpus Christi answered the 2-0 deficit with back-to-back solo shots in the fifth inning. The Riders were able to put in two in the top of the seventh. Hooks answered with another solo shot. It was Cesar Salazar that did it. And at the time, it was a 4-2 lead, dwindled to 4-3. Then Acuna went deep. It's been 5-3 since the top of the eighth inning. Now here's Grant Anderson looking for the final three outs Tuesday night. Greg Kessinger standing in. 7-8-9 due up for the Hooks. First pitch. That finds a zone. And it rings across 0-1. Grant Anderson, the right-hander, out on the mound for the Rough Riders. The next pitch, I'd say, the 0-1, a swing and a miss. And it's now 0-2. Kessinger, a home run in the fifth. He had a base hit in the seventh. Time called at the plate, and now Anderson back set on the mound from the right side. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Three pitches from Anderson to Kessinger. And out of the bullpen, Anderson comes in and sits him down to the strike. The ninth inning. 37th appearance of the season for Grant Anderson. That's a team high. And looking for his fourth save of the year in a 5-3 game. First pitch, Shea Whitcomb watches it run outside. One ball, no strikes. Whitcomb, the shortstop tonight, 0-3. As Anderson out on the mound in his fourth outing in the month of August. He had two against Amarillo and one against San Antonio. The 1-0 slapped in the air, foul. Counts evened up, 1-1. Anderson's had a good stretch of baseball going back to July 27th. No runs allowed. It's been 5 1/3 innings of work across five outings. Pitch home. Snaps the zone. Outside sinker backdoored Shea Whitcomb. It's now 1-2. Righty-righty matchup. And Anderson with the benefit of the bottom of the order. Pitch home. Off the plate. Whitcomb not chasing, and the count's evened up. Two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders in front, 5-3 in the bottom of the ninth. They've had a lot of shorthanded relievers this season. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball up the middle to Acuna, the shortstop. Gloves it. Can't get it out of his glove. Throws to first. Krim dragging his foot on first base and able to haul it in. Boy, a ground ball to Acuna that maybe got to him too slowly as he finally hauled it in. It took a high bounce up into his chest. He was trying to dig it out. Finally got a throw to first base, and it was in time. Of course, had to be fast, so it pulled Krim off the bag a little bit. Two up, two down. Here's the first baseman, C.J. Stubbs. First pitch. That finds his own. And it's 0-1. Anderson, two up, two down. Picked up a strikeout on Kessinger in the 0-1. That missing low. One ball and one strike. Grant Anderson again looking for... Pitch home. Thought about from Stubbs. Did he go? He did not. The appeal up the first baseline. Counts now 2-1. Anderson with three saves in his last four appearances. He struck out two batters, gave up two hits in an inning on August 2nd against Amarillo. No save. 2-1 pitch. Off the plate. Counts now 3-1. And the first three ball at bat for Anderson in this bottom of the ninth. Center fielder Ross Adolph awaiting on deck, who's 1-for-4 with three strikeouts. Anderson coming set, righty-righty on Stubbs, and the pitch home. Called strike two as it just found the outside edge. And the count's full. Hooks down to their final strike. And Anderson coming set in his glove. 3-2 off the plate, ball four. Tying run coming to the plate as Anderson on eight pitches went strikeout, ground out, but walked the first baseman, C.J. Stubbs, and now here comes Ross Adolph. Center fielder, 1-for-4, again has struck out in his last three at-bats. And it's dicey for Anderson. Top of the order, for the most part, has had the lid shut on him. Adolph and Hamilton, the only two in the top three hitters to come up with a base hit. And each of those came in the first inning. Adolph, Perez, Hamilton, they've been hitless since that first frame. Been good pitching tonight by the Riders out of the bullpen despite the solo homers. Anderson facing the center fielder Adolph with a runner at first base. And the first pitch, that finds the zone. A little high, and it's 0-1. So Adolph doesn't like it. He steps out from the left side. Two out walk, giving Adolph a shot here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Anderson ready, walked. Steven Rios Jr. saying that Anderson didn't come to a set, and now Jared Gettert briskly walking out of the Riders' dugout, does not agree. And so in the Adolph at-bat, it's Stubbs to second. The first baseman, though, does not have a lot of burning speed. Pitch doesn't count, of course, and it's now 0-1. Time called. And it looks like Petit is pointing towards the seats. Issue with a fan up the third baseline. Counts 0-1. Anderson coming set in his glove. Kicks and comes home. Taken, strike two. And again, Corpus Christi down to their final strike. Grant Anderson looking for his fourth save in his last five games. It would be his third straight. No balls, two strikes with two outs. The pitch home. Tapped out of the glove of Garcia. Foul ball, and Adolph stays alive. Looked like, or at least sounded like, he didn't get any of the ball. It was out of the glove of Garcia. And Stubbs at second thought the same. He started for third, but then it was Carroll that called the deflection. No balls, two strikes again as Anderson's ready. Kicks and comes home. Back to the screen. Adolph staying alive as he got the sinker high and shot it back to the net. Still 0-2. And he checks second. Riders lead it by two. Two out in the bottom of the ninth. And the pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. This ball game's over. The Riders 5-3 winners on Tuesday night as Grant Anderson comes in and strikes out a pair in the ninth to seal the job. And Frisco begins this trip to Corpus Christi with a 5-3 win. We'll break it down on the Rough Riders post-game show after this on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco wins on Tuesday night, 5-3, our final score.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
5-3 final from Whataburger Field. The Riders hang on and pick up a gutsy win on Tuesday night. Chris Jarrett back with you on the Riders Baseball Network to break this one down as Frisco ends their mini two-game skid and they begin the six-game series with a two-run win over Corpus Christi. Two runs to start out the ballgame were imperative for the Riders. It was an early 2-0 lead. That lasted us through four really, really fast innings. And, of course, nothing less to be expected than when Tim Brown a lot of pitches in his four innings tonight as he was unable to continue his streak of quality starts. Brennan entered with two starts in August, both of them at six innings. Brennan tonight, 69 pitches, 42 strikes in four innings of work as he picks up a strikeout but two walks, but they were four scoreless innings. Matt Wibanis giving up two earned runs on two solo shots. He also did strike out two batters, but it's Josh Smith that got the win. Three strikeouts and an earned run on two hits. After that, Joe Corbett for two-thirds of an inning, Tristan Polly with a full eighth, and Grant Anderson with his fourth save of the year. And give Anderson his fourth save in his last five games. Boy, has he been good. And tonight for Corpus Christi, we mentioned the solo homers, the only production for them offensively as they finish 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position, leaving seven men on base. Jaden Murray goes 5 1/3. He strikes out five but gives up two earned runs on five hits. Jonathan Sprinkle gets the loss in this one, his first loss of the year. He walked three batters, gave up two earned runs on the Jax Biggers triple. That, at the time, broke the ball game in the top of the seventh in what was a 2-2 tie. The Riders took a 4-2 lead. Corpus Christi got one back in the bottom of the seventh on a Cesar Salazar homer, the third home run for Corpus Christi in the ballgame. And then the Riders answered with a homer of their own. Leave it to the 20-year-old, Luis Angel Acuna, with a solo shot in the top of the eighth inning. And that was the difference tonight. Frisco winners 5-3. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network. Come back and take a trip around the Texas League as we put a bow on tonight's broadcast. Riders win 5-3 the final on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Dallas Black Giants return to Riders Field as your Frisco Rough Riders play as the Barnstorming Negro Leagues team on Sunday, August 14th. Be sure to arrive early for a Dallas Black Giants jersey replica figurine and stick around after the game for Kids Run the Bases presented by Raisin Canes. That's the Dallas Black Giants at Riders Field coming up on Sunday, August 14th. Let's ride!
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa, and pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco winners tonight 5-3 over the Hooks. Corpus Christi, they've fallen in their last five, and now in the second half, 16-24 in the Texas League, and they are 48-61 on the season. For the Rough Riders picking up the win, now 23-17 in the second half, as we've already played 40 games, and then the Riders 59-50 overall this season. Around the rest of the Texas League, Amarillo with a 10-7 win on the road. 28 hits at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Wow. What a shootout, but the Sod Poodles taking a game away from Midland. Concert with the Riders win, and that's huge. Springfield and Arkansas in what must be a weather delay. It's 2-1 Cardinals in the bottom of the eighth inning, and they're going to try to finish that one. And so just as it stands in a rain delay. Tulsa and Wichita. Wow. Tulsa and Wichita still going. And the Wind Surge have scored 10 in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 17-2. It was 7-2 going into the bottom of the sixth. There's only one out, and it's really bad that Drillers just gave up a bases-loaded walk. And so as it stands, 10 runs in the bottom of the sixth inning, and Tulsa getting zooted tonight 17-2. And then San Antonio in the top of the ninth with a 5-3 lead over Northwest Arkansas. as in the second half of play, that's a tough matchup. 18-21 missions against the 13-26 Naturals of Northwest Arkansas. The Riders with the win tonight, so looking towards tomorrow's broadcast, another 6:35 ball game. The Riders in Hooks will play their first three beginning tonight, so the next two with a 6:35 start time. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And on the mound for the Riders, the right-hander Jack Leiter, 3-8 this season and a 5.56 earned run average. He'll be matched up against the right-hander Jose Bravo, 5-4 for Corpus Christi this season and a 4.83 earned run average, as the Riders picking up a big series win to begin the six-game set in Corpus Christi. Midland going down tonight, so the Riders will wake up tomorrow two games out of that top spot in the Texas League South as they look to close the gap towards the end of the month of August. Big thanks to you if you tuned in to any of our broadcasts tonight as the Riders pick up the win 5-3 over Corpus Christi. Ballgame had a lot of good moments, and we're hoping that they can continue as the series winds on at Whataburger Field. Frisco's first trip to Corpus Christi of the season, starting off on a strong note. That'll do it for our broadcast tonight. We'll be on the air same time tomorrow, just past the top of the 6 o'clock hour with a 10-minute countdown, and then pregame coverage coming your way right around 6:15, 6:20 with first pitch at 6:35. It's a Jack Leiter start. Don't want to miss it as the Riders look to continue the winning ways to begin the series against Corpus Christi. Chris Jarrett signing off from Corpus Christi, Texas. Have a great start to your week. Have a great rest of your Tuesday night. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night from Whataburger Field.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.